去过超级展示厅。
Okay, that's a solution. Can I go check the engineering systems in terms of just double checking the security and like their espionage monitoring to make sure no one's escaping the planet, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure.
What else am I going to do?
I'm going to take a nap. I'm so tired.
You should relax. Give us some beats.
I'm going to go read about the Ligonians.
Okay.
I'm particularly interested in this bit where it says that Ligonians with scars are evil.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see, that one's weird. You get a message from the ship.
Okay.
They say they're detecting a ship trying to move by.
Shoot it down! Shoot it down!
Go turn them around. Oh wait, I have to go back to the ship, sorry. Alright, I go back to the ship.
What are you calling me for?
Exactly. Do something about it.
Oh my god, you were in the PC.
Okay. I'll go back to the ship. I'll hail the other ship.
Hello.
They are not answering the hail.
Oh, kill.
They are leaving the answer now.
Kill them.
Okay, go intercept.
Two of them.
Tractor beam. Do we have tractor beam training them, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try hailing them again.
They still don't answer the
hail. Okay, as soon as they get out of the atmosphere, then they can hit them with the tractor beam.
Okay, you hit them with tractor beam. No.
They push them back into the atmosphere.
They blow up. Explain their disease.
They body all the way up to.
Okay. We'll hail them again and inform them that, you know, it's unlawful to leave the planet. It's under quarantine, blah, 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 blah.
Under article.
The sensor operator says they see some part of the thrower.
What?
That's like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Take out the. Do they have shields up?
Yeah.
Take him out.
It's not like a really deal. It's not a military.
Right. Can they actually go to war with us having tractor beams on them and being so close to the planet and all that?
Or would they rip themselves apart?
Chances are they're close to the planet. They might be able to make it too. Or maybe they're trying to bluff it.
Put the extra power of the tractor beam. We're not there. No one can do that.
Okay, I'm calling your bluff.
Are they, is it a Federation ship? Or it's a...
Enduring ship.
Enduring ship.
Well, it's a really ship.
Okay.
Ship.
Check the regs.
Yeah, check the regs. What's the deal? Does that mean do we let them blow themselves up, or do we...
Yeah. Well, how far do you have to go to prevent them leaving the planet?
Exactly. Is use of lethal force required
to stop someone breaking quarantine?
Meantime, also, can we do the cool, you know, Wrath of Khan thing and, like, find their ship's registry code thing and turn off their shields?
You're not the real captain. You don't know the code.
The military ships don't actually have this.
Okay.
That's a military security thing.
Just target their warp engine and, like, blow it out. Actually, can go through this.
So, what does Starfleet Rex say about stopping people?
Well, hi, I need to meet them.
Well, whatever you roll, you get to make up some level of what you want to do.
Well, that's no good.
Seven.
You are supposed to enforce a quarantine, but not kill anybody.
Hey, me, this is
it's a tough job.
I love those rags.
Okay.
Let's miss that.
Yeah.
That makes life so much easier. I hate politicians who say that.
Whatever you want.
Do this, but don't kill anyone. But what if I need to kill somebody? Well, then. You're screwed.
You're a bastard. Whatever you do, you're screwed.
I can tell you what to do, but I'm not on the ship.
Whatever you do, you'll be wrong.
Okay. So. What means are there from disabling their warp capabilities?
Are they
other than shooting at them? We've already got the tractor beams on them. Right.
Double power.
Increase the power of the tractor beams. We'll start dragging them back closer to the planet.
Alright.
Because if they're in the gravity well, they can't go to warp without blowing themselves up. And I don't think they're
the same. That'll meet the don't kill them requirement.
Yeah, you can kill them. They did.
Okay.
Continue hailing them. Scan them for how many people are on there?
Can you get through shields and scans like that?
Through scans like that? Or?
Power up the.
The scan hole.
Okay. 14.
There are 30 people.
Okay. Okay, and all enduring?
Yeah, well, at least a couple of
them. Okay. Well, I'll continue broadcasting.
Okay, so go to
blah, 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 and.
What do we make it?
Necessary sacrifice. Necessary sacrifice. You got lots of dice.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
With the good of the many.
Alright.
It must be really desperate. I can't believe you kill him like that, dude.
Wow, you just killed 30.
No, I think that would be
20.
Cool.
Just 20.
13?
I thought you said you didn't. No, you haven't killed people before.
Right?
I think I'm the only one in the group who hasn't killed.
I think it's kind of a
breakaway.
The breakaway team?
No.
No, they blow up.
Blow up?
Yeah. Yeah, those are important as well. So it would have been a lot of damage.
I haven't killed anyone.
Wow.
Another one? I know Cannon has.
This is actually my first, I think.
And Pickering has.
Okay.
Well, you've now killed more than any of us but Pickering.
Wow, you killed 20.
Uh-huh. I report back to the starbase. Let them know what happened.
I killed 20 Andorians who tried to get away. Over.
That should make the Ligurians happy.
Alright.
They'll feel safe.
And turn around and head back to the.
We're looking out for their best interests.
And I'll write up a nice report for the captain.
And then I killed them all.
You know. Well, I'm a consulate, and I can tell that I'll kill them.
But I'm good with killing 20 people. 20 sick, dying people. I'm good with that.
Let it affect the rest of the universe.
Wow. Three hypocritic oath you have.
They're gonna die anyway.
No, regardless, hey.
Multiple.
Better sooner than later, right?
Yeah. That's what Picard would say. Well, better them than us.
The needs of the many.
Okay. So you're back for the reception.
Nothing, no holes in the security systems or anything?
Nope.
Yep.
Nothing
wrong.
Nothing out of ordinary.
Nothing out of ordinary.
Anything I learned about Ligurians when I was learning about it?
They only like sex in the doggy position.
Not yet. I mean,
anything weird happened while I was
sleeping?
Any strange dreams?
You dream of taking stems after chasing stems. Hey, does Starbase have any stems?
I don't know.
You dream of you really tired to check.
I'm too tired to check.
Can I check the Starbase med labs for some stems?
You mean they have them? Yeah, sure they have.
Yeah, okay. Can I check out a few? Just a couple.
Make it.
Administration!
You can make an administration.
Yeah!
Command roll.
Bureaucratic manipulation?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Is administration a presence or a intelligence?
Presence. This one's a presence.
And a fight.
No, they're not going to do that.
Come on.
I'll come visit your room and tell you I tried.
No, hey. Where is this?
You're prettier than me, Pink.
Where is this? Let me go.
I tell where it is.
I'll go turn my back.
I don't have administration.
You have command?
That's command.
You just try to order them to give it to you.
Hey, you're Lieutenant DG.
DG. Just command, right?
Yeah.
And you think?
Yeah. the order to give you, you know, a stamp for official. And I guess there's like a junior, you know, man there. You cow to give me, and give you kudos.
Alright. Hey, you're going to be the life of the party, man. We got a ration. It's only two. You're looking pretty good, Moose. Who's that impressed?
Who's going to jail?
What are you talking about? You don't love this.
I'm the head of the medical department, man. You think I'm going to find out?
How the hell are you going to find out? Base. It's not a shit. Yeah, this is a starbase.
Oh, the starbase.
Yeah, we're doing starbase. We found a way around you. Mr. Iron Fist. Yeah, right. This is the future. You can do anything with an operation. Just ask Miss France.
I guess I'll have to take one before dinner.
Mr. France, yeah.
Miss France is a kind of man.
Yeah, so they say.
And I think the Miss Universe competition is loving the controversy.
Oh, good, yeah.
What? Who's the man?
Well, it's already over, so.
That's it.
Love the controversy, yeah. Miss Puerto Rico won, I think.
With who?
Miss USA came in third.
Well,
she was hot. She should have won.
The controversy is that a lot of people said that Miss France is a man.
Is she?
No. Unless you can be a man and have two X chromosomes. And no Y chromosome. Which would be quite a feat, mind you.
So what did people say that?
To smear her, because they were jealous that she won over them in French competition.
Oh, French or
rude. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty frogs.
Alright, so there's a reception that night. The three Lagodians are there.
Reception. I gave my brother the reception.
Okay. So
I'll be like you. I talk a lot.
Everybody can make
looking good.
Perception rolls.
Perception, which perception?
Let's see. The first roll, we don't make a roll.
What?
Because
we don't make a roll.
Yeah. Everybody can make perception.
I want to search out the Lagonians and train.
The captain's hanging out with one of the guys. Heading on to her.
11.
8.
Okay, you got 7 or more. Yeah. Ooh, Tiffin was very happy. Very elevated.
And I don't see this, huh?
You don't see this.
Like, I don't know. There when Jeff announced it.
No, it's a reception.
It's a party. For the reception.
Okay. It's a party, man.
And make another perception.
If Coop looks suspicious and like is checking Wu out, I start acting really happy too.
Okay.
Like going party.
I got a fire right now.
I'll cover your back, man. You owe me so big.
I got a 7.
I got a 14.
Wow.
I got a 9.
Okay.
Would a 15 help?
No.
Can't do it anyway. Because I'm not Shannon. Not Fuman.
Fuman.
Okay. If you get at least 7, you notice the lieutenant is talking to. Spends most of the time talking to the security personnel.
Which?
Sorry, security.
No, which?
Oh. Lieutenant is the second.
One. Scar. It's called Scar.
How can you do security?
Yeah. Start with security guys a lot. But you go.
What does 14 get us? Get me.
Yeah. Why is that 15 doesn't.
I actually need to.
Can I even, like, hear what they're talking about?
Let me see. Luther is talking to.
What's up?
Like, start
security. What? Can I even leave it here, like, part of what they asked?
You see, very animated.
He does mostly talk.
Like small talk?
So you haven't had any steps?
What?
Mostly compared to security procedures.
Yeah. I think it's
good. How we're going to do it on Trophy
Okay, that's all clean.
Have you?
Why?
So okay. Like and everyone knows that these guys are superior race. Therefore, we shouldn't have to worry about that. See how open I'm being?
Concerned for your welfare here.
I'm fine. I feel fine.
I walk over and cut your neck and woo, let's go, man.
Okay, go with them.
I say to Shannon.
Okay.
And then we get really drunk.
You might. I gotta stay controlled so I can act like a.
Hey, come on, stay.
Yo, what's up? Hello, fashion, fine.
Chen, you saw Lucan, right? How did you see anything?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
know what they said.
Damn. For that, please.
Go nurse.
He's also the only one who's studying with a Laconian culture.
Go nurse. Has taken some stims today. Can you keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't like have any bad reactions or anything?
No, it wasn't stims.
It really was.
No, we were drinking earlier. I've been with him all day.
That's great. Can you keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't have any bad reactions to that drink?
Have been all day.
Okay, thanks. Now I want to go talk to the Ligonians.
Bad reaction.
Bad reaction. Good drink. You just can't hold your liquor.
I want to see
your sensei.
I want to see if I can do some research on the virus and the vaccine.
During the reception?
No. After reception?
Where at the reception?
We're at the reception.
Sorry.
Well, you're no party girl. Everything they did in college was wrong.
I talked to everyone I see.
You know,
they said you were an open door.
That wasn't quite the phrase that you
used. So our captain's there, right?
Yeah.
I see. You're really the captain?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I realize I don't get, you know, out of any of the ships for an hour.
I pictured you so different.
He says, you're doing a good job.
Oh, well, thanks.
Sort of.
How do you know?
She has sources.
Oh, right.
Her sources.
Sorry, you bet you couldn't get word from me.
What are you talking about?
A little squeal into her ear in the late at night.
John's good.
John's good as you are. Is that too much ass?
I say that a lot.
Okay. Classy fucking suits.
Whichever one's free, I don't care.
I'm watching Wu, making sure no one realizes he's on any more stims than I might be. We're just happy.
I'm very happy.
You know. Okay, so you talk to Eurydice.
What's Lagonia like?
Oh, just all the, you know, it's cold. Pretty much like Africa. Aww, here.
Like any of your cultural mores, any?
She doesn't think so.
So are both these your husbands?
Yes.
So why'd that develop? Are there fewer women than men?
They're about the same number. It's the...
So this is all leftover women, huh?
The higher classes have more men than women.
Why is that?
I have a flesh at this race.
I don't know. I'm just a, you know, president of the land.
Okay, that's the type of thing I'm talking
to George Bush. Like George would know that.
That's the type of thing I'm talking to Kevin.
Okay.
I'm asking him about them and about their culture.
I'm going to get no useful information back.
I think I actually do. I'm just not going to make Kevin drink or anything else.
I asked the captain what she thinks about cultures with that have, like, their powerful women have multiple mates.
Well, duh, one per ship.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, she says, you know, that's probably being a bit too greedy. You only need one strong. I'm putting you on board.
Okay. No, this would be a bad time to mention Gona to looking kind of tired.
You look over at Gona and he's raising the table up above his head. Yeah!
I still grab the other end of the table. I don't want him to tip it. Okay.
This is pretty much it for you guys. Unless Donald wanted to do anything. Nah, did you want to talk to anybody or?
Just generally mingle. Hang out.
Okay.
Let's see.
tend to be a little bit more sedated when I'm in charge.
After the after the party,
right,
when I'm all tired from acting like Woo, I want to try and talk to some of the security guys and find out about how the Ligurian security is working and how it's going to interface with, if it'll create any gaps in like our security or anything like that. Like, how do their guards work? How come their guards get to walk around with weapons? Why are we allowing that? That sort of thing.
Well, we carry weapons.
Well, that's the stuff I'm trying to find out. He didn't have any at the party, did he?
That's rude.
My guards?
Yeah.
There were a couple of guards that come inside.
That's not who the guy was talking to, though, right? He's talking to security personnel.
Yeah.
Not guards. Who was Scar talking to? Those are the people I want to be comparing those with.
The Starbase security personnel.
Okay. Who were at the party, or were they being guards?
There were a couple that were at the party. Most of them were being guards. But he was actually talking to guards most of
them. Oh, he was actually mostly talking to actual guards?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's different. If he was talking to security people at the party, that would be kosher. Talking to guards at the party is not kosher. Everyone knows that.
True.
Bad form. That form definitely fought giveaway by evil guy. Sigh. Couldn't let him get away with it. No, but he had to talk to extra guard. You don't talk to the menials unless you're plotting something evil.
Evil.
Eric's watched way too much Star Trek. It's just way too predictable.
I just think it's plummeting.
So, I want to talk to the security, the regular security guys that were like at the party, about their security things. And then I want to find out how it works, how they've got it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk to the guards about what they talked to Scar about.
Scar.
Okay.
So he talked about the security guards, mostly about the procedures, training,
procedures as in, like, what they do in
an emergency, and that kind of stuff. I mean, compared to what they use, how they deal with an emergency.
Can they give me a short list of the emergencies he brought up? Does one of them have to be, like, you know, plague, or, you know, some hostile takeover of the Star Base, that sort of thing?
Well, it's just, like, riot
or accident.
Yeah, or an accident, or like if there's some kind of power loss, or there's a kind of Klingon raid or something like that.
Okay. And that was just the general questions, because that was the
question. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So, and of course, you know, and the security they're providing for the adults, their civilian delegates, in addition to that.
Okay. So that leaves two options. Okay, I gotta talk to Wu. No, wait.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you. You're still hopped up on the cracker spot.
No, I'm fine. That's all fine.
Can't talk to Shannon because he's too open. What's your openness?
Too open.
My openness?
Fuck. What's your openness move?
Four.
We're figuring when I need it.
What's yours?
Seven.
Jesus. Okay, there are two options.
I want to go research the virus.
That's what Captain.
The vaccine and stuff.
Captain Ventura is asleep or busy.
Yeah, during the at night.
Okay.
Right.
I'll probably have to talk to Koo. God damn it.
Open at seven.
You're the, can I tell you? You're the commander.
The counselor.
You're the commander, right? Okay. And you're the reminder. Yes, I got a biscuit. Okay.
Biscuit.
Yeah, hey, well, have me blow everything.
Could you grab me a Coke if there's anything else?
Okay. The the husband number two of like the El Presidente, President S or whatever, was doing something that no one should do in that position.
Which is what?
Talking to the guards.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, that's what his guards and stuff were for. And asking about, you know, all these various security procedures and stuff like that, which leaves two options.
Fair enough.
One,
he's paranoid like you are.
No. I'm whatever security. I'm paid to be paranoid. I'm trained to be paranoid. Actually, there are basically two options. One, he's looking for something to do with how we're secure, so we can do something that would involve breaking our, you know, the Starbase security, which would be easily fixed by basically, for their duration, basically doing certain policies without telling them.
Sure.
And then, but still making sure, and then that way if something that happens, we still respond to it, but if something happens that they're doing designed to exploit a weakness, they'll never know we do this kind of thing, but we'll catch them kind of thing, and we won't fall into a trap. The other option is he's doing it, trying to find out what extra protections are involved in their setup.
So
he can exploit that in some way against the number one guy or something like that. Or against their queen or whatever like that. So it's an internal thing trying to find out what that is, in which case we need to vary that as well and have some sort of different response to those kind of things. Because he basically wasn't interested in like talking to the people he should be talking to about like security procedures at the base, because they might have been suspicious or something like that, like, you know, why are you doing this or whatever. He was like asking guard stuff.
Okay. And you sure he could be looking to figure out what the weaknesses were to augment them, because he's a security person?
I'm pretty sure he's not a security person. I'm pretty sure he's husband number two. And I'm pretty sure that it would be strangely out of order for anyone of that high a position of power to be asking guards.
Well, you're the security person; you would know better.
That's why I'm telling you. Because,
all right, I will bring it up.
I basically think you know, we just talk with the base security and just have them implement a few simple changes that will keep the base perfectly safe. But if something happens that is initiated by the Ligonians, mm-hmm. we'll be ready for it.
Okay. I'll go talk to...
that night?
Yeah.
It'd be a good time to do it right away.
Yeah. I'll take you with me.
Okay.
We'll go talk to...
Base security.
And I'll explain to them that given that there's now a quarantine in place and we already had one ship trying to get out, and that...
Hey, you just killed 20 people today. That's pretty upset. That wasn't good, boy. You should let them go.
Thank you.
What should
I do? I can't believe that. I'm sorry.
Wow. And then I killed them all.
You're hoping it's upsetting, man. You just killed 20 people!
How is that not open? Oh, no. Aggressive, maybe, but...
I think it's
very open to let people out to infect the world.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
If you were open, you would trust their own goodwill not to actually infect other people.
Because maybe they were, like, all people who weren't infected and were going to go, like, land on some meteor and be safe.
Then they could have said so.
Hey?
Their transporter system was broken, or their communication system was broken.
Anyway, we're going to talk to space security, explain that with the changes to the current global power climate and the way things are going, we think it would be a good idea for you to slightly start varying your security policy procedures on the base, because they work to a set pattern that is well understood, and you need to vary that because things are now in a more tense
situation. I just point out that his guards willingly tell, you know, everyone what their security policies are, and so anyone with hostile intent from either side, even if it's disease or whatever, can easily exploit your systems.
That's impossible. But communal.
That's not true.
That's my favorite. You get two dice and everything, right?
This is the guy we're talking to.
Yeah,
I get it. Make it sexy for him.
Hey, well done.
Maybe he's gay.
You should be somebody.
Oh my god. Terrible. Six.
What?
Well, he says he'll
take that under consideration.
He'll inform the superiors when they come on ship. Yeah, for sure.
What superiors when they come on ship? He's a superior, right?
Well, right now, sure, but he's still a junior officer. So he's got to wait till, like, you know, security XO comes on ship.
When will that happen? And how many
morning?
Oh, in the morning. Oh, okay.
And then, right, I'm sure he will come in.
When is that?
Like, you know. Whatever. Alien.
All right, we'll come back and talk to him.
Hey. Whatever's happened has happened tonight.
I'll go jog around the starbase.
You think so? Okay. Just have a quick play
tour.
You do that tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm jogging when I come off.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna go jogging with Wu.
Okay.
But I was gonna say, the Ligonian areas.
I was gonna see if we could get a couple of security officers off the ship, just sort of.
I am just throwing a few visitors on.
Okay.
Wandering. Me and Wu will jog.
Okay. I'm gonna throw a couple of extra security people just. Randomly keeping an eye on things.
But to stay up and jog all night long, I can really assist him. I mean, you can give it to me straight up. It's not for anyone else or anything, you know. Look, I'm not the one with the stim problem. You know that.
Fair enough.
Okay, now I'm ready to jog.
Just until after our meeting with the security guy.
So you want... Get some of the ship's security.
Yeah.
Okay, it's metal.
Can't he just order it? Since he said watch whatever
my bill is security.
Oh, okay.
Eight. Okay. So there are normally 30 security people.
We normally have like six to spare.
Yeah. So you want to take all six?
No.
Celtics, I told the other shift.
And this is only until, you know, we get to meet.
So, you want randomly wandering around?
Stick march, well.
Yeah, keep them in the
stick
march
to the area
where the Ligonians are supposed to be in. And if, you know, any Ligonians take off in the middle of the night, should probably...
And
notify...
Stick march to their area to, you know, protect them, and... To the various docks to make sure.
Right. Have them basically, you know, in theory, the Ligonians should all just be asleep. If they run into any, they should just not worry about it, but try and stay close to them and notify, like, the Lieutenant Junior Graves that are jogging nearby.
Sure.
Unless you're going to be up and awake still, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be up, so...
Stim?
People don't no.
How do you stay awake?
How do you do it?
You go to school?
Oh, that's not
yeah,
cool.
I don't understand, man.
No one told me anything, I go to bed.
Okay.
I
went to bed earlier. Good planning.
That's true, you were smart to sleep earlier. The only way you can stay up and be this energetic about Stims.
That's right. You take your sim, Rob?
Yeah, when Coop gave it to me right away. I'm not saving it for anything. I need a job through the damn starbase all night. Of course I need a sim. Anyway, I'm a tireless scamp.
Okay.
You see how much of a wrench this was into the plot.
I'm a big wrench.
Thank you.
For this you will die.
I just have a saw that earlier.
I sleep like a good player character.
You so probably sleep
still
not with your armor on either.
Well,
yeah.
So you two, you all need perception rolls. You two got it.
Security?
Yep.
The only light in this dark tunnel, Kevin, is that they don't have any courage.
Sure enough.
Eight. Seven.
So you both spot Lucian.
Scar?
Scar.
Just Scar and I.
Uh-huh.
He walks over by himself.
I phaser him down. Oh, wait, I'm asleep.
Okay, we don't have any guns.
I mean, he's walking over towards the...
The stim cabinet.
No.
Oh, I understand, Bruce says. Goes back to jogging elsewhere.
Walking over toward where you guys are quartered on those targets.
Okay.
So, I don't know, you just pass the by or follow him, or just kind of like random joggers there.
Let's talk and chat.
Sure.
I can chat. Hey, we couldn't sleep. We're jogging. You want some exercise?
I often take walks.
Oh. Care for some company? Care for some company? Well, we'd love to hear more about you and your culture.
Yeah, we can jog.
I'll see you.
I told you, it was a whistle.
We don't need a dog. We can talk for a while. Okay. We're doing jogging once he's done with his midnight stroll.
Okay, it'll be hard.
Okay. So he walks along with you. He says, "Of course, you can join me." So mostly he talks about, you know, general life on his world, and he asks me.
I tell how the cat races are superior. All
right.
Although I hear his race is pretty cool too. Definitely better than humans.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a given. Don't need to think. Better than humans.
Who's that?
It's for the thick people are physically imposing.
Good day.
Imposing?
I would be imposing.
Pretty thick.
Oh, yeah. We all are. Try to keep fit. He plays a mean game of Parcheesi Squares.
Parcheesi Squares.
Yeah, sure. You call it whatever you want. Actually, we need chess.
We need chess. Okay. So you're saying what you guys walk for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes back to his quarters.
Okay.
Hold it again.
So he's headed our direction.
Yes.
Okay. Here.
Maybe.
It's okay. I'll do it. You gotta be. I'm counting on you.
All the time.
I'm counting on you, Pigman. Every night. You gotta watch the captain's back.
Everything.
I'll be stuck to a back.
I'm counting on you. The only other target would be, what's her name? You know.
Oh, okay. Crystal?
Yeah. She'll sleep with a cleaner.
I'll be stuck to a back, too.
Okay. I'll watch her just in case.
Okay. You can make a medical sciences, microbiology.
Yeah, watch it while I'm stuck to her back.
Okay. We go jogging, but we want to double up on the area between like us and the Ligonians.
Yeah.
Okay. So you research some. You know, there's not that much data that you have found. I'm going to say more.
Okay.
So, but you know, you do some work, which will be helpful later on.
Okay. We change our route so that we're really casing the area between the Ligonians and on our quarters.
Okay. So nothing else happens that night.
Okay.
You're all minus one guy.
Not all of us.
No, I'm pretty tired.
But
yeah.
We
can't have one dose left.
We're just to use all. Well, I'll find Eric in the morning and we'll go back and talk to.
I'll mention what happened.
Okay.
And I'll point out that that's not suspicious.
We'll bring it up when we talk to the security guy. You know, lose points for that at the end of the game. That's all I know. I don't know how Kevin's going to get even, but he will.
I don't think how they can do this any other way. So you guys know what they're doing, trying to do.
Part of my problem is that him, however I got that Starfleet intelligence in my background. It like, colors my viewpoint and everything.
Okay, so you talk to Security Exos Stardate. You talk to the Security Exos Stardate.
Yep.
Did he bring up anything different than we told him?
Well, he's got new information from last night, so I'll bring that up.
So the light, so the gods take watch. What's the big watch tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Name two other people you know, all people you know in the world that like to do that.
Except for us two.
None!
No, other than the alien race, who knows what the hell is.
Wow, that's open.
Even if it's certainly an officer, unlike some people.
Maybe if you know.
I was being sarcastic. I'm a Starfleet officer too, and I don't open it. And my openness tells me that people don't take midnight walks or 2 a.m. in the morning walks. They're in bed. And if they do, they mention things like that. Like, you know, make, you know, you'd think someone who's like the president of their country would say things like, oh, by the way, also make sure that this doesn't cause a problem with the president's husband or wife. Take the midnight stroll. When they don't do something like that, you should be a little suspicious. Well, actually, you should be a lot suspicious, but from you, I'd tell for a little.
I rolled better on my command this time.
Okay. He still outranks you, though, now.
I'm sure he does.
He will,
He's an admiral.
You bring up good points. He will double security.
I suggest he, not so much double security, but concentrate on the concept that the Ligurian, that Scar might be trying to pull something.
Or at least
well,
carry
well,
security.
I'm dealing with any emergency domain.
Is it standard for your guards to tell alien races?
If you start just like Murray, William
Is that still true even if, you know, the person trying to do something knows all your security procedures?
I'm sure the Lugurians are not going to do anything.
Your security! What kind of training do you have? I'm sure no one's going to do anything. Why do you have guards? Smoking me? Okay, I go to sleep.
Are we supposed to do anything today?
What's our official duty? Because I need to sleep and, you know, make sure strange things don't happen.
So negotiations are, you know, start like in a couple of hours.
I go take a nap. Okay, I'll go take a nap.
I mean, you guys don't really have to be there.
We're not. We're asleep.
But anybody who wants to be there, yeah.
Shannon and Koo make much more presentable.
Okay.
They're wearing blue.
I could
be
there.
You could be there. If you
need
to
get there. Start some discussions there.
Okay.
I'm really planning.
Oh, by the way, sure. You know, you could also just read the evil guy's mind.
Yeah, I do that all the time, just for fun.
Well, you've got reason. Look, he was questioning about security, and he was like walking out of the middle of the
night. He's friendly and he talks to people. He likes to take midnight walks.
Yeah.
You know, I actually don't know anyone who's high in politics that does that. Well, I mean, one president, or
anyway,
chief executive who talks to guards and takes midnight walks.
Okay, so you two are at the negotiation. Basically, the Ligurians want a lot of things in this,
okay,
in exchange for you know, medical knowledge.
Do they want things from the Andorians or from the Federation?
The Federation.
Wow.
Well,
the Ligurians are not the Federation.
Right? Okay.
I'll ship in with whatever medical stuff I dug up, if that's at all useful.
No, right now it's not. Okay. We're just talking about negotiating. What's going to
happen? Okay. I guess we can check on the background once we wake up.
Yeah. You know, just
so
that family.
Yeah. I want to sleep for about 8 hours first. We'll find out about their family trouble, I'm sure.
They'll
beat
you
in the past.
Shannon, you would make a...
Diplomacy.
How long is he total?
Perception. Life science, biology.
Administration.
Like psychology, yeah. Oh, no.
Two
kinds, no.
Alien races, openness. Behavior modification.
Anthropology.
Behavior modification.
Anthropology. That's pretty much.
I'm not sure, pick one that I'm inept with.
Sure. Then you have it, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's dry because I'm inept with it.
I can live with it.
Is this perception?
Yes.
Ha. So you can go and lose a die.
Oh, I got that.
If you want me, you lose a die.
An 8.
I'm tired.
I got a 8.
Okay, so you both. Well. But, I mean, you get the feeling that the villagers are being a bit reluctant.
Okay. Possibly looking point why?
Well, Clancy, he says he was putting one of it. You think it's that they want to help, but their initial. Demands. I mean, they had relatively unreasonable demands, like, you know, better work technology, more technology, stuff like that.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's really big. So, you get to, you know, you know, seeing them and knowing about the culture, you know that, you know, they probably made the demands too big, so they can't really back down. So they're kind of on a corner, so negotiators kind of, you know,
Well, they ask for too much, but they can't ask for less now. They ask for too much.
Right.
Is there a cultural way for them around that? Like, if you challenge them.